Yeah, that's right. He's a motherfucking G. Yeah. Your first kid, round two, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz, gets a divorce, now he's single again.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, and we are going to continue with Cheryl and Harley Laban. We got into quite a heated discussion about race in segment two, the previous one, and we're going to continue with it. I'm Bruce Allen, and you are listening to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And I hope you'll join Dad Chat, which is every Thursday night. Just use the hashtag Dad Chat. Tonight we're talking about reading. So, Sherilyn, let's continue this dialogue. I'd like to talk about the new study that came out about marijuana. Have you, are you aware of it?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So we have our attorney general, going back to the two men we've been talking about, who basically doesn't seem to care much about the fact that it's getting legalized in Colorado and Oregon and it's getting decriminalized everywhere. And then we have our president who not only admits smoking it, but he's done other things, who seems to think, you know, this is sort of like a gay marriage. It's this, it's a trend, and I might as well go along with it. I was against it at one point, but now I'm for it. And just like, you know, so that's how he was with gay marriage. And now, of course, marijuana is becoming more popular, more cool. And our president just is passive. So yet again, a destructive policy and a horrible role model. Marijuana is destructive. That's what this study has pretty much.
Right. And this is a study. Right. This is a study out of Northwestern and
Harvard.
You know, it's pretty, yeah, and it right, and out of Massachusetts General Hospital, Harvard Medical School. And so it's pretty powerful because it's what it was targeted towards. And the study was targeted towards, you know, obviously young people, young adults. And they basically said that even marijuana use on a casual basis, they said from the study that it shows, and I quote, significant structural changes. And it's significant structural changes that affect emotional and decision-making. Think about this, Bruce. I mean, think about it. Teenagers and young adults, these are critical times, right? These are middle school, high school, and college years. And what is that all about? Sometimes the decisions that kids make during this time can affect them the rest of their lives, Bruce. This is important time.
Plus,
a very important time. This is judgment. This is when you want kids to be able to, you know, really make sound decisions. And here, our marijuana policy. I mean, this is saying casual marijuana use can alter the brain. I mean, this is powerful stuff. Powerful stuff that these folks in Colorado and Washington State need to be paying attention to.
It's true, and it's not just them. They're already doing. Colorado has already had some unbelievably destructive response, which has been reported to their legalization of marijuana. There have been many more traffic fatalities and traffic accidents because it's no different than driving drunk. Driving high is relatively as dangerous as driving drunk, but it doesn't seem to have the same stigma. And so they're already seeing, the proof of the pudding is already happening in Colorado. The thing about this study is it's a nonpartisan thing. There was no agenda to this study. So unlike so many things out of Washington where we know it's agenda-driven, this is just scientists and doctors doing a study and wanting to find out what it was without wanting to already know. Now, we know President Obama already knows that there's no problem whatsoever, not a smidgen of corruption in the IRS scandal, even though this investigation was going on. So obviously, that's politically driven. But this has no politics. This is doctors and scientists doing a study. And they found out, without a doubt, that it causes damage. And let's not forget our young people, particularly our young men and young boys, their brains are not fully grown until their middle, upper 20s. And the girls a little bit sooner.
Exactly.
So you play with your brain while it's being grown, and it's still getting its stuff, and that frontal cortex is still developing, you're doing irreparable damage.
Irreparable. irreparable damage. And and this is the other thing that's very, you know, interesting about teenagers and parents is that, you know, teenagers, as you know, Bruce, because you have boys around this age and older now, you know, they think that they're immortal. They think that, you know, they are invincible. But, you know, this study is showing, hey, look, guys, you, again, it's this irreparable damage that can change your life forever. Forever. And I, you know, it the policies, I'll tell you, the policies coming down in various states, and I might add, sort of confirmed or perpetuated by this administration, are just frightening, simply frightening.
Well, it's I agree, and it's yet another destructive result of my generation, the baby boomers.
It is, sadly, Bruce. These baby boomers just, you know, have it's almost like they took parenting not to another level, but down another level, right? It's
there
like,
is actually,
you know,
Right? Go ahead.
They've taken everything down,
Sherilyn. There is no institution that my generation has not disparaged. Cops.
Yeah, college,
police used to be revered. Military, college, politicians.
Right.
You know, made bad. Religion, everything. The only thing good that came out of the 60s, in my opinion, is some good music. Okay, other than that, I mean, I did like some of the music. Okay, the Beatles and the Doors and the Stones and the Turtles. I like the music. Even disco wasn't too bad. But other than that, and now we're the leaders. Now we're the ones and the colleges. What have we done to college education? It's destroyed.
Yes. Yes, I'm with you. All I can say is agreed. That's it. Agreed.
So you have two young kids, a boy and a girl. How are you going to protect them from every one of their buddies smoking pot?
You know, that's a good question. And, we certainly have put our kids at a school, I mean, in the sort of immediate term. And, you know, I can't shelter them forever. But I certainly have them in a school, a faith-based school, where things are certainly ratcheted down, right, Bruce? And they're somewhat insulated from a lot of stuff. You know, my kids don't watch television. And there also are other children at their school that also don't watch a lot of television, so I feel
That's
fortunate
great.
About that. They do have an iPad, and they're able to watch Netflix, but, you know, it's rated G movies. And, you know, my kids aren't completely isolated because they play a lot of sports, so they're around lots of different kids. But we really concentrate on home life and instilling the values that we want our children to have and to continue to develop. So, you know, it's hard work because when they come home and say, well, so-and-so said this, you know, we need to talk about it. You know, we talk about it. And, you know, and now my daughter, who's almost 10, is old enough to kind of recognize that, you know, Mom, that's not really appropriate behavior, and I get that. I understand that. When they see the local high school kids, you know, going to the bus stop or coming home in the afternoon and they see how the kids are dressed, my six-year-old says, Mommy, she's not dressed very appropriately.
And I said, I love
yes,
that. That's
you
really
are
great.
Absolutely right.
Well, you're going to have to stay on
right.
it. All I can tell you is you have to stay on it. Obviously, you're doing the right groundwork, but your job is going to get even more difficult as they get older. Sherilyn, we have to take a break.
Absolutely.
Please tell my listeners where they can find you.
Oh, your listeners can follow me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N. Facebook, Sherilyn Harlan LeBon, and I'm happy to announce that by next week I'll be rolling out my new website.
Oh.
And my website will have all of my my videos, my TV radio spots, my Twitter feed, my articles, everything about Carolyn will be in one place. So I'm very excited. Very excited.
All right. Well, I hope you'll have our radio spots on there because you're welcome to use them, as you know.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward
okay,
to that.
Okay, I got
to
go to break. Thank you, Sherilyn. I hope you can come to Dad Chat tonight where we're going to be talking about reading. It would be great to have you there. And Pastor Drew is coming up with some spiritual talk after these messages.
That's when he really started to score. Vice president of ABC. Yeah, that's right. He's a motherfucking G. Yeah.